Good morning to you all. It's good to see you in the Lord's house today. In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to Matthew chapter 1, where we are given the account of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ from Joseph's view, and the Lord shares that with him. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. I couldn't help but think about that expression, but while he thought on these things, and we find the same expression used of Mary, that she gathered all of these things and she pondered them in her heart. We're told that twice in the story. These were individuals who were thinking individuals. You know, I look at the spectrum of today and how we're supposed to do things, that we have to give immediate answers. As soon as something breaks, we have to be right in front of the camera. We have to tell everything that we know about it, or you'll get publicly crucified. I think Herman Cain found that out, did he not? He just got public because he didn't answer right away. He took his time to do that. And I don't know whether the man was involved with women, as they accuse him of. I have no idea. But I know this, that he seemed to be an individual that would take his time thinking, and they just killed him when he did that. And yet we find here that Joseph saw this situation happen with his wife, and he thought about this. He didn't rush out to do something. He didn't react and lose it. What did he do? The Bible says he thought on those things, and while he was thinking, God went to him and said to him, don't be afraid to take her. You know what? His waiting was fertile ground for God to work in his heart and mind. Instead of him rushing out and then there being a big mess and a scandal, what did he do? He waited. And then Mary, whenever she saw all of these things happening in regard to the shepherds, and they were there that were at the manger scene, and they came and they told about how the angels had told them that they were there, and then they came there and they rejoiced together. And what did she do? She simply took all of the things in that were there and she pondered them in her heart. You know what? Biblical Christians should be people who think and meditate upon the situations of life and meditate in regard to the Word of God. I think it's wise for us to be people that just stop and ponder. Stop and ponder. In this age of rush, 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 throughout, you know what we need to do? We need to go on a diet of words. We really do. I'm going to speak on that tonight. How God put Zacharias on a diet of words for 9 months as he pondered, after he had made some comments about, you know, how can my wife have a child at her age, you know, she's going to have give birth to John the Baptist. And God said, okay, you just think about it for 9 months. And I believe he was not only couldn't speak, but he couldn't hear, because the Bible says that they had to use symbols with him so that he might understand. You know, we need to slow down. And we need to think and meditate. And so at this Christmas time, I hope that you don't get on the merry-go-round of cultural Christmas, because you'll be wore out and you'll miss everything that God wishes for us to learn from the testimony of His Word. So let's be as Joseph and Mary. Let's think on these things. Let's ponder these things and grow spiritually during this season of the year.